pleasure coming into the park today, as I love it on Saturday. As I tell you, it's 81 days a year, a private party for 40,000 people. The hot dogs are here, the potato fries, the all sorts of beer, all sorts of drinks. Really, I saw everything, and broccoli as well, and the strawberries and everything else. All right. But there is news around the Giants. It's not just on the field, it's off the field as well. And breaking the story last night, and great job by Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. And Alex, nice enough to join us this morning to give the news to the Giant fans. And Alex, you were all over this last night. And first of all, good morning.
Hey, Marty.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, we got you going. I like that. Very good. All right. Yeah. So big news. Big news last night. And you broke the story. What is it?
Brandon Belt has a new deal. I think that'll be announced at some point today. I would guess there will be a press conference at some point today. I think that's the plan, and we should find out more about it. But the indications I've gotten are it's going to be about 5 years after this one, and probably just a little bit above the deal Brandon Crawford got. I think this one's going to come in right around $80 million or maybe a little bit above that. But it's pretty similar to the Crawford deal, and it was important to Brandon Belt when they were negotiating. It was important to him that he be locked up, you know, through Crawford's deal and through Buster Posey's deal, and that these guys will all be here together. And I think it looks like the Giants moved yesterday to make sure that those three down the line, many more are going to be here until at least, I think, 2021 or 2022.
And you talked to me yesterday a little bit about Brandon Belt and some of the numbers that he has put up. And I know strikes out here and there, and, you know, the fans get on it. You know that. And I've always said, and maybe you can thank us for it, I said, let the kids play. You know, back in 2010, 2011, I said, let Crawford and Belt play. Don't worry about it. And here they are, multi-millionaire kind of players. But Belt deserved it, Alex. He's got some significant numbers when you break down what he's accomplished.
Yeah, you know, there are advanced metrics out there that show Belt is maybe a top 15, maybe even a top 10 hitter in the National League last year until he got hurt. So I think people have to go a little bit deeper. I know, you know, the fans I hear from, and it's a very small percentage now that the Belt wars that we had over the years, I think that one has pretty much ended. But the people you do hear from are the ones who still want him to drive in 130 runs or something like that. He's not that type of player. He's a guy with a high on-base percentage, a guy who should hit around, you know, 280, 290 every year. I don't think he's ever going to hit 35 homers because he plays in this ballpark. But if he gets into the 20s eventually, I think that's what the Giants expect. And he's been a good player. I think people are missing the boat if they think he hasn't been. He's a Gold Glove caliber defender at first base and does a lot of things really well. And, I've talked to Brandon about this many, many times. I think the numbers he put up in the minors, which were ridiculous, and then also kind of just some of his natural body language, his 6'4", 6'5", and he strikes out and, you know, he doesn't stalk back to the dugout like some guys. He's not yelling at the umpire. He does admittedly, he'll tell you, he has the slumpy shoulders. That's just him. That's just a tall guy who naturally walks that way. And I think that's turned some people off over the years, but it's frankly wrong. And people need to realize that he's turned into one of the better players in the National League and turned into a key guy for this team. And there's a very good reason why a smart organization went a long way to lock him up.
Very good. Alex Pavlovich with us. Broke the story last night on CSN Bay Area, so glad to have Alex with us. What is the effect, the domino effect on Buster Posey? Of course, everyone always says, well, you ought to be playing more first base. Now Belt is locked up like this. What does it do to Posey?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting side effect here. You know, that's another one of those things that I think is talked about outside of AT&T Park a lot more than it's talked about inside AT&T Park. The Giants, when they signed Buster Posey, they gave him that deal to be a catcher, to be the best catcher in baseball, and that's been the plan. And Buster has done a really good job since that big injury in 2011 of staying healthy and keeping his body in shape and doing the right things to make sure he's out there catching 110, 120 games a year. And that's the plan going forward. And that's never changed. They've never really gotten too far down that road of moving him to first base. I think the only thing that could possibly do would be, you know, a foul tip situation that we've seen with other guys, but Buster's even avoided that over the years. So the plan has always been for Buster to catch into his 30s. And I think this shows you how comfortable they are with it. And if they have to adjust down the line, they will. I mean, the one nice thing about Brandon is he is a better athlete than people think. I think if given, you know, an off season to work at it, he could easily handle moving into the outfield and doing that full time if they ever had to make a switch with Buster. But for now, the plan is for Buster to catch for the next 5-6 years and Brandon Belt to be at first and Brandon Crawford shortstop, and they'll move on from there.
Boy, great. What a window of opportunity for the Giants as they start to lock these people up. General reaction to the game last night, and as I say, Giant Dodgers, you never know what's going to happen. What was your take on the game last night?
I'm the wrong person because I spent 10 innings focusing on a Brandon Belt story. I actually did not see all of Crawford's. I saw the aftermath. I didn't see Crawford's swing. I was kind of reporting. I'm the wrong person to ask about details, but this is the team we've gotten used to covering. It's a team that will fight you until the last out. I had no problem with what Dave Roberts did. I think, you know, it's just the way of the game now. You have to be protective of these kids. And this is a guy who had Tommy John surgery. I think he's made 14 starts. Since then, all of them in Double A. And I think Dave Roberts showed, you know, a lot of metal last night and showed that he is going to do this his way, or, you know, maybe the front office's way, but he is part of that. And he's not going to worry about outside reaction. The bigger problem, I think, for the Dodgers is one we've seen going back. It's that eighth inning, which has always been a problem for him. And Chris Hatcher, for 2 years now, hasn't solved that and didn't solve it last night. So I think an instructive night for the Dodgers. It showed again that they're going to have issues getting the ball from Kershaw and Kazmir, Maeda, stripling all these guys to their closer. And I think for the Giants, it showed what we've come to expect. And it seems like it's always a different guy. You know, we've seen Brandon Hicks, Brett Pill over the years. These guys come up. I remember Guillermo Quiroz had a walk-off one night. I mean, these guys always find somebody. And last night it was Trevor Brown. So to me, it was more of the same from both organizations.
Very good. Good thread. I like that. I like those names. Very good. Very good. Alex, thanks for being with us. We'll see you out here at the park. We're doing the show from the bunker this morning. It's a little wet out there at the public house. So stick your head in. We'll say hello to you, and I appreciate you getting on early with us.
Yeah, you didn't think you were getting Guillermo Quiroz.
No, that was that.
In the morning,
well,
you
just left out Adrianza, and I won't even get into that. But really, very good. And boy, didn't he have a big bunt yesterday? He did 2 days ago. He did something, didn't he?
He did a very important bunt.
Okay, all
He's
right.
Apparently, the best bunter on the team. That was said yesterday.
Come on, so. I give you all the credit in the world. Trust me.
I know.
Marty. All right, have a good day. We'll see you down here. All right.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Nice to have. Great to have Alex on with us. Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area, breaking the story last night of the Brandon Belt extension, and of course, talking a little bit about the game. All right, more coming up.